Good morning. This is Shad Marston, Ag Agent, K-State Research and Extension, McPherson County. Today we will cover lots of educational program from the Extension calendar for the upcoming new year. But first, for today's Did You Know, that January is Kansas Radon Action Month? With all of us spending more time at home, now would be a good time to test for radon. Radon is an odorless, colorless, tasteless, and chemically inert radioactive gas. Radon comes from the natural radioactivity decay of uranium and rhenium found in soil beneath the house. Radon enters our homes through cracks in the concrete floors and walls, floor drains, and sump pits. Testing is the only way to tell how much is present. Radon is the second leading cause of lung cancer after smoking. The EPA recommends that any house that tests 4.0 or over should work on the reduction of radon levels. Some quick facts about radon. Radon-induced lung cancer is the number one cause of death in homes. 1 in 4 Kansas homes have high levels of radon. If you are buying or selling a home, Kansas law requires that all radon tests performed during real estate transactions be conducted by state-certified radon professionals. The only way to know the radon level anywhere is to test. Radon kits can be purchased at our extension office for $7.50. A large source of error in radon testing does not come from the type of device used, but rather from the failure to maintain appropriate closed house conditions during the testing period. Always read and follow directions carefully. The best place to test is the lowest lived-in level. If you have a basement with a living room, bedroom, or family room, that's where it should be tested. If your basement is totally storage, then you will want to test on the first floor, a bedroom or living room. If the initial test results in the reading is 4 or higher, a longer follow-up test is recommended. If the follow-up test confirms the presence of elevated radon levels, special equipment can be installed to lower the radon levels within your home. On our extension calendar, we are well into our 10-part Zoom series for landowners of small acreage and agriculture. Our next Zoom program will be January 21st at 7 p.m., covering sheep and goats. Please visit the McPherson County website or social media posts for more information on the upcoming or recording of all the past presentations. If you have any questions, you can call me at the office. K-State University has launched a new self-paced online course called Finances on the Farm, now available to Kansans and others. This self-paced course for ag producers can fulfill FSA borrowing requirements. It is important, especially during these challenging times, to be proactive with your farm financial management. KSU is making this training online and self-paced, so individual producers or farm families can complete the 6 lessons at a time that works best for them and from the comfort and safety of their own homes or offices. The course is similar to the popular in-person farm financial management classes held this time last year that drew nearly 700 participants across the state, and we had 34 here in McPherson. This year's training can be taken for educational purposes only, but also has been approved to fulfill requirements for Farm Service Agency borrowers training financial credit. The 6 lesson classes will dive into such topics as balance sheets, income statements, and cash flow. Depending on the type of farm they operate, participants can choose either a cattle or cash case farm or commodity-supported agriculture and farmer's market case farm, for which they can complete hands-on financial activities. The finances and the farm training prepares participants to use financial management techniques to set goals for their own operations, plus learn about making changes to avoid financial difficulties. Bonus content includes information on determining the cost of production, grain marketing, and family communication. Call the Extension office for all the details of the Educational Farm Management Program. And for all the Green Thumb and Community Gardeners out there, January starts our Master Gardeners Educational Programs for the spring. Our first program is January 28th, starting at 7 p.m. We will have Ariel Whiteley Knoll covering houseplants. This will be a Zoom meeting, and we will have a question and answering session following her presentation. One of the most popular K-State Extension publications is now here in the office. The 2021 Chemical Weed Control Guide is now available. This publication provides information related to herbicide effectiveness and some use limitations in major crops in Kansas. Hard copies of this publication will be available soon in our office, or you can always get it online through the bookstore at KSU. Again, this is Shad Marston with K-State Research and Extension, and I can be reached at the Extension office at 620-241-1523 with any of your ag questions. I would like to wish you a safe and happy Friday.